Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, this is Lynette Fuson, and today we're going to talk a little bit about admitting the reality of our lives. Years ago, I found myself seeking counsel for an area of struggle. I didn't want to face the reality of the situation, but I also didn't want to stay in it. I listened to a counselor quote John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The words of Scripture dug deep into my soul, but I chose instead to let it pass me by. How could the truth of my situation bring about anything but pain? And pain was exactly what I was attempting to escape. Acknowledging the truth might also mean that I would have to change, and that was the last thing I wanted to do. Sadly, I didn't allow myself to admit reality for some time, and with that, the pain didn't go away, and I did not experience the freedom that God had waiting for me. In contrast, Nehemiah in chapter 1 is also faced with a horrible situation. Yet, rather than wallowing in his misery, he admitted reality, called out to God, confessed his sins and the sins of his people, and worshiped God. Admitting reality was the first step in acknowledging his own state, the state of his people, and the power of his God to overcome what appeared to be a hopeless situation. Nehemiah demonstrated the power of facing a challenge head on, such that the truth of his circumstances drove him to his knees. I too finally got to a point where my pain was too much to bear, and in order to move on, I had to face reality. While I know God was at work throughout it all, looking back, I desperately wish I had allowed my heart to listen to the words of John 8:32. It doesn't say that the truth immediately solves our plight, but it does say that the truth will ultimately set us free. When something dear to our hearts feels like it is being destroyed, the first step to rebuilding or overcoming is to admit the reality of the situation. This week starts a brand new year, yet 2020 has left multiple paths of destruction in its wake. What in your life feels hopeless to you today? Is it your marriage or another relationship? How about your health or that of a loved one? A shattered dream? Loneliness or isolation? An addiction? Admitting reality may mean that you need to change, and change is hard. Take some time and ask God what reality He is calling you to face today. You may want to seek help from the Emmanuel Faith Care and Counseling Department, or sign up for Truths That Transform, which is a wonderful class that helps us understand our identity in Christ. Start today by acknowledging the truth. The truth will set you free.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.